Jordan Leake holding it in. Ward's got a problem in front. Here's Ellis. Shoot, scores! Matt Ellis, his second of the afternoon. He gobbled up the loose puck, fired it home. Buffalo with a 3-1 lead.
Matt Ellis, the goal as the Sabres win in Boston. Rick Jenneret, the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo. The 4-2 setback ended the Bruins' 10-game winning streak and 14-game winning streak at TD Bank North Garden. Detroit's Pavel Datsyuk likes playing in front of the home crowd.
Wings win the draw. Lidstrom to the right circle. Datsyuk scores! He got it away in a hurry. What a shot by Datsyuk from the inside of the right faceoff circle, beating Tobias Stefan upstairs. Power play goal, and the Red Wings now lead 5-1.
Ken Cal, the call on WXYT in Detroit as Datsyuk's marker extended his home goal scoring streak to 6 games, tying the Red Wings' mark at Joe Louis Arena. When it comes to goal scoring, timing can mean everything.
Dion Phaneuf passing the puck out to center and left wing. Flames now into the attacking zone on the left wing boards. It's Conroy getting the puck in behind the Predator net. Conroy hustles in to gain the puck. Pass out front for Bertuzzi. Right to them with a shot. He scores! Todd Bertuzzi! And the Flames have grabbed the lead. 3-2 with 23 seconds left.
Peter Maher, the call on Sports Radio 960. The Fan in Calgary as Todd Bertuzzi scored late in the third to lift the Flames over Nashville. A double dose for Ottawa's Jason Spezza.
And now out comes Ottawa. Heat leader Spezza on a breakaway. Spezza in on goal. Shoots. Scores! Jason Spezza! Bang, bang, two in a row. And Ottawa's back in it here all of a sudden.
Dave Schreiber on the team 1200 in Ottawa. Spezza scored twice in 32 seconds to pull the Sens to within a goal of Buffalo, but the Sabres would hold on for the win. 2 goals in half a minute's pretty good, but Vancouver's Steve Bernier knows how to score in a hurry.
Strudwick pressured off the disc by Edler. Here comes Vancouver the other way. Kessler dropping a pass for Bernier, who shoots and scores! Bernier makes it 2-1 Canucks.
13 games without a goal. He's bumped the slump.
Joey Kenward and Tom Larshide, the call on the Canucks radio network as Bernier ended his goal drought and then didn't even wait for the end of the PA announcement before bending the twine again.
The assist to number 17, Ryan Kessler.
And the Canucks have just scored again.
14,
and Bernier gets his second goal in less than a minute. And Vancouver now leads this game 3-1.
2 goals in 12 seconds to be precise. The fastest 2 goals by a Canucks player in 26 years, but still 3 seconds off the franchise record. Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist continued his mastery of the Pens at Madison Square Garden.
Up ahead of Kemp now. Here comes Malkin. Breaking to the Rangers in. His reach shot. Lundqvist made a big save on Evgeny Malkin, who tried to go in the glove hand side up high.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network as Henrik Lundqvist stopped Evgeny Malkin en route to his first shutout of the season in 14 home games against Pittsburgh. Lundqvist is 12-1-1 with a 1.67 goals against average and a .934 save percentage. He didn't fare so well 2 nights later against Montreal's Robert Long.
Rangers and their fans thought they had a goal. Now
Lang hat trick.
Center to the empty net, scores! His first Canadiens hat trick in Bleu Blanc Rouge.
Rick Moffitt and Murray Wilson on CJAD in Montreal as Long's third goal of the night finished off a 6-3 victory. Bobby Ryan buried 3 for Anaheim, but it wasn't enough.
Now Getzlaf, Rick wide to Bobby Ryan, spinning it around, Harold, he scores! Oh, what a goal by Bobby Ryan! Spun completely around Peter Harold and put in the puck on a forehand. Hats fly onto the ice, hat trick, and Bobby Ryan is tied it up for Anaheim at 3-3.
Steve Carroll on AM 830 KLAA in Anaheim as Ryan's first career hat trick accounted for all the Ducks' goals, but the Kings got the win 4-3. Finally, the Islanders' Doug Weight is the 73rd player in NHL annals to reach the 1,000-point plateau as he set up Richard Park in a 5-4 loss in Phoenix. Steve Mears captured the moment on 94.3 WMJC on Long Island.
Weight lead pass. Park with some room down the left side. Comes in, fires. He scores! Richard Park gets the goal. Doug Weight will get the assist, and he has become the 8th U.S.-born player in NHL history to record 1,000 points.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.